There was a student in Bordeaux, in France. He got the news that his mother was dying in California in a hospital, and she was in a coma. So he came to Plum Ridge and asked for instructions, and we told him to go to his mother, and even if his mother is still in a coma, he should talk to her. He should talk to her only about the things that can water the seed of happiness in her. So that student did exactly what he was told. He sit and talk to his mother in the hospital and recall the souvenir, the memories that are happy. And strangely enough, 2 hours after that, his mother came back, woke up. And the doctors were so surprised. They had done everything in order to bring her back, but without any success. Don't think that when a person in a coma, there's no way of communication. No. If you are there, fully present, fully aware, you can touch him, you can touch her, you can establish communication, you talk to her, the energy you have will touch his energy and her energy. Our sister Chan Khong had a sister, a blood sister, who lived in California, and who had received a liver transplantation. But after 3 years, she could not continue, and she was dying in a hospital. Many doctors were trying to help her, but could not help, including her own daughter, who was a doctor also. She was lying on her bed, twisting always and emitting sound of pain. And his daughter, who was a doctor, did not know how to do to help her to be calm in the last moments of her life. Sister Chan Khong arrived in the hospital with a tape of Plum Ridge chanting. Before she departed from Plum Ridge, I had given her the tape and asked her to play for her sister. So Sister Chan Khong put the earphone on her sister, played the tape, and turned the volume up. Strangely enough, 3 minutes later, she became very still. She did not twist anymore. She did not emit any more sound of pain. And she remained in that state of being until she passed away. The sound of the chanting was able to touch the best thing in her. As someone who had gone to the temple to listen the chanting, to practice, the seed of practice, the seed of peace and spirituality is always there. But without someone helping to touch that seed will be covered up by layers of pain and fear. That is why for a dying person to recognize the wholesome seed in him or in her and to water this seed is a very important thing. If you are someone who takes care of the dying person, you have to practice that. Recognize the seed of happiness in that person and water this seed by talking to them. And if possible, you can help him or her to get the inside, to touch the inside of no birth and no death. If in our lifetime we have a chance to sit down or to look deeply into the nature of no birth and no death, then in that moment we will not be victim of fear, fear of non-being. We will not be the victim of confusion, because confusion and fear are the worst thing that can happen to us. And in that moment, if we have a few friends sitting close by, supporting us with their energy of mindfulness and concentration, it would be possible for us to die happily, peacefully, without regret, without fear at all. And that is why we should arrange so that we should not be too busy to learn and put into practice this kind of teaching, which is the cream of the teaching and the practice. And if we have that seed of wisdom in us, that seed of insight in us, and then when the moment comes, we need only someone to gently touch that seat. And we feel that the physical pain in us will be reduced to the minimum. And the insight in us, the peace in us, will help us to smile when we die. This is something possible. Practicing, getting the insight and obtaining non-fear is what every one of us can do. The greatest gift you can make to someone is non-fear. Avalokiteshvara is a person known in the Buddhist circle as someone who has the capacity of offering non-fear. To study the Heart Sutra, to practice the Heart Sutra, not just to recite it, you can touch the nature of no birth, no death, no coming, no going, neither being nor non-being. That is the practice that can bring non-fear to us. You might take up the practice in order to bring a relief to your pain, your sorrow, your suffering, to transform and to heal. But the greatest relief you can get is only when you are able to touch your true nature of no birth and no death, no coming and no going. The greatest relief. And touching that nature of no birth, no death, no coming, no going, you got the non-fear in you. You can smile. And you can inspire other people not to be fearful. And it is my desire that my friends who arrange so that they have enough time to enjoy the practice while driving, while watering your vegetable garden, while walking from one building to another, looking at the trees, the cloud. We can always touch reality in such a way to discover the nature of no birth, no death, of everything. When you step on an autumn leaf with mindfulness, you can touch the true nature of no birth and no death of the leaf. And you can smile to the leaf. When you look at a flower, although the first impression that the flower is impermanent, but with deep looking, you can touch the nature of no birth and no death of the flower, and your true nature of no birth and no death.
Đừng tìm về quá khứ, đừng tưởng tới tương lai. Quá khứ đã không còn, tương lai thì chưa tới.